From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. This time around, it's an hour of jazz rock fusion, getting it underway with guitarist Steve Kahn from his second album as a leader from 1978, the album The Blue Man, with both Brecker brothers, Michael on tenor sax, Randy on trumpet, David Sanborn, alto sax, Don Grolnick keyboards, Will Lee bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. This is An Eye Over Autumn.
We'll be right back.
We began that set with Steve Kahn, An Eye Over Autumn, from The Blue Man. And lastly, the title track from the second LP from guitarist Lee Ritenour, released in 1977, Captain Fingers, which was Lee Ritenour's stage name at the time, with Dave Grusin and David Foster, keyboards, Alfonso Johnson, bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. We'll turn to some more recent, more contemporary fusion sounds, and this set will be considerably louder and more intense than the previous set, as we turn first to the Nels Klein Singers, fronted by guitarist Nels Klein, with Devin Hoff on bass and Scott Amendola on drums, percussion, and electronics. This is from a 2-CD set from 2010 on the Cryptogrammophone label, the album Initiate. The first CD is a studio album. The second CD is a live session recorded on September 3rd, 2009, at Club du Nord in San Francisco. This is the track which closed the live session, Boogie Woogie Waltz. We began that set with the Nels Klein Singers, an interesting name for a purely instrumental jazz rock trio, I think. Boogie Woogie Waltz, recorded live in San Francisco from the 2-CD set Initiate. And lastly, the late, great Larry Coryell. From his 2015 release Heavy Feel, we heard the title track, with Matt Montgomery on bass and Mike Hughes on drums, Larry getting back to his roots as a pioneering fusion guitarist on that release. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1812. Continuing on with some more recent fusion, and we'll begin our final set with Chicago guitarist Zvonimir Tot from the album Eloquent Silence. He's in a trio here with Larry Gray on bass and Ernie Adams on drums. This is not a purely fusion release. This album is actually quite diverse. Everything from straight-ahead ballads to bossa nova to some really rocking fusion, as demonstrated by this piece, Mira's Do Re Mi. yet another example of some of the more recent work of a pioneering fusion guitarist, wrapping up the hour. This time from British guitar icon John McLaughlin. From 2010 and his album To The One with his band The Fourth Dimension, with Etienne Mbappe on bass and longtime Alan Holdsworth collaborator Gary Husband on drums, percussion, and keyboards. The album heavily inspired by the spiritual jazz of John Coltrane, we heard Discovery. The Alex Skolnick trio before that, Alex Skolnick on guitar, Nathan Peck bass, and Matt Zabrowski on drums. From the 2011 release Veritas, we heard Fade to Black. And we began the set with Zvonimir Tot on guitar, Mira's Do Re Mi from his album Eloquent Silence. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.